Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Now we return to a topic we're talking about all this week, and that's this weekend's upcoming presidential election in Mexico. Just 4 days left of campaigning, and as we heard yesterday, the vote's being held against the background of a violent drugs war and a slowing economy. Today we're taking a closer look at the man who looks most likely to win, Enrique Peña Nieto. He comes from the party that ruled Mexico for most of the last century, the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI. And if you listen to his opponents, they'll tell you the party's tainted by decades of corruption. His supporters, on the other hand, say Mr. Peña Nieto has what it takes to bring about a new era of peace and economic stability. Whatever, he's often portrayed as a bit of a pop star, married to a soap star actress, and wherever he goes, he's used to attracting a crowd.
Los petroleros están con Enrique Peña Nieto.
Our partner, the BBC, has been on the campaign trail in Tamaulipas, widely considered the most violent state in Mexico, to meet the man hoping to be president. According to the polls, after 12 years in opposition, his party, the PRI, is set to return to power. And for many, their hopes rest with a young, telegenic candidate, Enrique Peña Nieto. As he takes the stage at the convention center in the city of Tampico, it's more pop than politics. Style over substance is mantra from the opposition. But the former governor of the state of Mexico says he's far more than just a pretty face.
I believe that I'm more evaluated by the people, not because how I look is more than what have I done in the past. What's my experience and what have I done as a governor of the state of Mexico? The people that follow this project and that believe in the project that I'm proposing to the country is because they know and they are familiar with the new way of doing politics, and that is with commitment.
But not everyone is swayed by his dashing good looks or his track record in office. During the campaign, several large anti-Peña Nieto protests have been held in Mexico City. A student-led movement has formed around the slogan, I am 132, which protests what they see as favorable bias towards his campaign by the country's main media outlet, Televisa. The movement has been credited with a recent drop in Mr. Peña Nieto's lead in the polls. Back in Tamaulipas, the campaign goes on against a background of murder, kidnapping and extortion rates, which are among the highest in the country. This part of the country has been run for decades by the PRI. Two former governors, Tomás Yarrington and Eugenio Hernández, are facing criminal charges in the U.S. and Mexico for alleged links to the drug cartels. And in the past week, the local police raided a ranch belonging to one of the two governors, an example, say some, of the old PRI, a party deeply mired in corruption and openly in bed with the drug cartels. So in that sense, how can a Peña Nieto administration represent a break from the past? The PRI's presidential hopeful insists his government would reduce the drug-related violence. His critics say he's hazy on how that would be done, and despite rumors to the contrary, he's adamant he would not negotiate with the drug barons to bring an end to the fighting.
I can say categorically that in my government, there won't be any form of pact or agreement with organized crime. It's not the path nor the route to greater security for the Mexican people.
In Tamaulipas, our partner, the BBC, meets Susana, although that's not her real name. A few years ago, she was the girlfriend of a member of one of the most powerful drug cartels in the state. Although she eventually managed to pull away from the group, she still lives in constant fear for her life.
They were mixed up in the drug cartels and quite high up in the organizations. But they weren't simply drug traffickers as such. Rather, they were part of the government's security bodies. For example, they were police and soldiers. It's not just a close relationship between the state institutions and the drug cartels. They're the very same people.
As someone who's seen the drug violence up close, she's dismissive of the suggestion that the PRI has changed.
This is a narco state completely. The government doesn't exist here. The media doesn't exist. No one dares say anything, and anyone who does speak out is either threatened or simply disappears. We have a saying here, small town, big hell. Well, we live in a small town, and this is a hell that is too big.
So as Enrique Peña Nieto leaves the stage, he knows he's close to becoming the next Mexican president. His party has unshakable support in states like Tamaulipas, where the drug violence is at its worst. And that may well be enough to send the party which ruled Mexico for 71 years back to the presidential palace.